This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. It's National FFA Week, so in our community spotlight segment, we're going to talk to a local advisor of a local FFA chapter in the area, because agriculture is one of probably the most important things that happens here in Knox County and really in this part of Illinois. Mallory Tolley is the advisor of the Knoxville High School FFA chapter and teaches agriculture and other things at Knoxville, and she's kind enough to take a few minutes to talk to us tonight. Thanks so much for your time, as always, Mallory.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How long have you been teaching ag at Knoxville, and what kind of led you down that path? I mean, obviously, you know, the name Tolley means a lot in terms of agriculture here, but beyond that.
Yes, well, this is my third year at Knoxville, and I actually taught at Kewaunee High School for 4 years prior to this. So, I know I remember sitting at the kitchen table with my parents talking one night, and I was a senior in college, and we were talking, weighing my options of what I wanted to do. And I kind of sprung the news on them. They were asking me where I was going to go after I graduated. And I kind of said, well, I could do this, or I could do this, or I could just stay in school an extra year after I graduate and work on my master's and get certified to teach ag all at the same time. I remember thinking, I have no idea what they're going to say. Are they going to appreciate me going to school for another year? And they just kind of looked at each other. And I think it probably was my dad first. And he just said, whatever you want to do, that's fine. We support that. So conversation went a lot easier than I thought it was going to. But I just remember being in college and talking to quite a few people. Of course, I went to Western, so there were people, of course, from all over the state. But I talked to quite a few people that weren't really sure of what agriculture was. And a lot of people think agriculture is only farming. And so that's kind of one of the things that kind of drove me to want to be able to teach and educate people just about their basic everyday needs of agriculture, whether they're actively involved in production agriculture or not. So
you should.
That's kind of how I started.
Well, there you go. You should know, by the way, that you're talking to one of the most popular graduates ever of Kewaunee High School. So, you know, I'm happy to hear that you spent a few years teaching there, although, you know, you made the right decision coming to Knoxville. Not going to lie to you. But
yeah.
But well, anyway.
I grew up on a family farm,
yeah,
just north of Oneida. My parents and Swansons, and they're still up there, and they farm with my brother and my dad farm together. So that's a lot of where my background in agriculture started, and my roots are still there. I'm still loyal to Rova. I'm still loyal to Oneida area, but I really like it down here in Knoxville too. And I couldn't ask for a better position to be in, because it's like the perfect job down here.
Yeah, the superintendent, Steve Wilder, has been very complimentary and has spoken very highly of you on a number of occasions. So you're doing good things there, that's for sure. I'm kind of curious to hear you say, though, Mallory, that when you went to Western, that you came across people that didn't really understand what agriculture was. And maybe I'm just not wrapping my head around it, because you know, that's Macomb, and that's, you know, right in the middle of ag country. But how do you kind of sell agriculture to people who may not have that understanding of it?
Well, it was hard back then, and that's where I kind of started. And it wasn't necessarily Macomb people or people, you know, in the west central part of the state.
Right.
Mostly northern parts of the state, you know, because being a state school, there's people from all over that come there. But in some of my general education classes and in some of my, not really the ag classes in Knobloch Hall, those weren't the kids that didn't understand it, but it was hard at the time. And I, you know, then I described it as farming, and I described what my family did. We raised livestock and we planted crops. And so that was about the only way that I could describe it. And then now it's funny, because production agriculture is obviously very, very important, but I try to tell my students here at Knoxville, all the way down to the fifth grade level, I start with, you know, agriculture is production, raising livestock, growing crops, but it's also being a veterinarian, and it's also being a an ag lender, and it has to do with finance and business and so much more than just being on a farm. So at the time when I tried to explain it, I relied on that, you know, the good old boys farming club, but that's not what it is anymore. And so, you know, I've learned a lot more about agriculture just since I've started teaching.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about FFA from that standpoint. I know we've talked before a couple of times, and I think if I remember correctly, you have people that are, you have students that are involved who might not otherwise have even set foot on a farm, or who might know some of those details about agriculture had they not joined FFA.
Mm-hmm. And I have quite a few here. Actually, our president, she lives in town. She does not live on a farm. She mm-hmm. has relatives that farm. And then we have a couple members, a couple officers that do live on farms. They, you know, they raise pigs and crops. Some of them raise cattle. But we're doing an FFA history unit in my introduction to ag class right now at the high school. And we were just talking today about how there's over 18,500 members in the state of Illinois.
Wow.
And nationally, you know, it's the biggest student-led organization in the country, and there's over 500,000 members across America that are in FFA. And so when you think about those numbers, and then you think less than 2%, maybe even less than 1% of the population in the country are people that are actively involved in production agriculture, you know, your numbers show that there's a big number of kids involved in FFA, but not a big number of them involved in farming. And so it's an organization that's, when it started, it was called the Future Farmers of America.
Right.
Because everybody that was in it was going to go home and be a farmer. Now it's more leadership. It's an organization that strives to teach leadership and citizenship and things like that. So it's not all just about farming.
Although those aspects of leadership and citizenship and things, I think, have by and large always been a part of FFA in some form or another, haven't they?
Yes. Yes, they have, and I would agree. And there's a lot of, even more now, there's a lot more kind of science-based things involved in it, too. So there's, you know, like, and then you throw in public speaking and job interview and some of those contests that kids prepare for that are going to help them for the rest of their life, whether they're a farmer or a banker or an entrepreneur of some sort. So it's definitely a good organization all around.
Absolutely. I'm short on time, Mallory, but since this is National FFA Week, how have you been marking that with your students?
Today we made ice cream.
Oh.
It's always a big hit. So,
thanks for calling me after you did that instead of before.
Yeah, well, it's always a mess, but we get it cleaned up and we move on. And then they also drove their tractors. Today was driving tractor to school day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yesterday was supposed to be FFA color day, but we didn't have school, so we had to wear our FFA colors from home. And Monday we went on a ski trip. We went to Galena and went skiing to kind of kick off the week. Tuesday we did trivia with the whole school, and the winning class got, they get breakfast pizza tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
They're pretty excited about that. So, yeah, so we try to involve everybody, not just the people, the members in the chapter, but we try to get everybody in the school involved in it too.
Gosh, I should ask you before I wrap up, Mallory, this absolutely lousy, ridiculous weather, I know what it's done to school around the area, but does it cause problems on the farm in some ways? And I'm not necessarily thinking of farm animals, although you have to take extra care of them too, but I'm thinking of like cropland and things like that. Does this cause problems for that?
I don't think it does too much. I think it's more of, you know, because there's not much going on in the fields, you know, this time of year. They wait until spring to maybe do some anhydrous application or some spring tillage work or whatever. But I guess the thing that I think of the most that it affects is the livestock. and, you know, frozen waters and cleaning snow out of feed bunks. And if you lose power, my dad's got a hog building, and it's got to stay a certain temperature.
Yeah.
And especially for those little pigs, if the power goes out like it did last week or the week before, then it gets pretty cold in there pretty fast. So it's more the livestock farmers, I think, that are affected by this kind of weather.
Absolutely, yeah. Kind of.
If this is still happening in another month or so, then it'll be the guys that are wanting to plant their crops.
Right.
That are going to be affected. But
it's kind of
that winter is pretty much over.
Yeah, me too. Kind of costly to have to get sweaters for all of your hogs, right?
Yeah. That would be a sight.
Although maybe I'm on to something here, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Mallory, there you go. Mallory Tolley, the advisor of the Knoxville High School FFA chapter and a teacher at District 202. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for all you do to help keep agriculture in the forefront. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Kim Commando and sports are next on Galesburg's Evening News.